Hi family, welcome to Sweet Truth. Do you dare listen? Yo, today's amazing, today's a great day, today's the day that the Lord has made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited for today because so far we know that, you know, Jonah has been swallowed, that he tried to escape and now, you know, he knows that he can't run away from God, that he can't escape from God. You know, his second attempt, to which was even more severe than the first one, this little suicide mission did not work, because, you know, he does not have the final say. Only God has the final say. So the Lord God was just like, nope, there he goes, swallowed up. So today we'll be reading what Jonah does next, you know, while he's in the belly of the whale. And with that being said, today we'll be reading Jonah 2, 1 to 10. So that is the whole chapter of chapter 2 of Jonah. And so that's what we will be looking at today. But before we get into that, let us pray. So Father God, I just want to thank you for this day, Father God. I just want to thank you for bringing us into this day, Father. And as we go ahead, Father God, and do the things that we're supposed to do today, Father God, and go about our day, I just pray that you will watch over us, Father God, protect us and shield us, Father God, guide us and lead the way, Holy Spirit, and just be there for us, Father God. Provide for those that need anything, Father God, in anything that they may need, Father God. I pray that you will provide, Father God, that you will heal for anyone that's not feeling too well, Father God, and that you will just bring joy, allow your pure joy on anyone that is feeling down, Father God, and that you will just surround us, Father God, with your presence and your goodness and your mercy and your blessings. Be with us today, Father God. Bless us today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And so, yo, like, I'm excited to see what Jonah does. So when I was reading this, we now know that the whole chapter 2 of Jonah is like, so Jonah decides to pray, amen. Because ain't nothing else you can do at that point. Imagine, like, the first attempt would have been the best time to pray, but hey, he waited until the second one didn't work, and then he's like, you know what, there is nothing left to do but pray, you know. And at the end of the day, that is all we need. It's like, man, there is nothing else to do than pray. And this, you know, prayer is very, very, it was so beautiful to me when I was reading this, and I'm like, wow, you know, like, you wouldn't think someone like Jonah would have such beautiful words to pray, man. And so I will be reading from my New Life Bible version today, and let's get right into it. Again, that is Jonah 2, 1 to 10. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God while in the stomach of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord because of my trouble, and he answered me. I cried for help from the place of the dead, and you heard my voice. You threw me into the deep waters, to the very bottom of the sea. A flood was all around me, and all your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been sent away from your eyes, but I will look again toward your holy house. Waters closed in over me. The sea was all around me. Weeds were around my head. I went down to the roots of the mountains. The walls of the earth were around me forever. But you have brought me up from the grave, O Lord my God. While I was losing all my strength, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came to you, into your holy house. Those who worship false gods have given up on their faith in you. But I will give gifts in worship to you with a thankful voice. I will give you what I have promised. The Lord is the one who saves. Then the Lord spoke to the fish, and it spit Jonah out into the dry land. Wow. Amazing, right? Amazing, amazing, amazing. That is the whole chapter. So, yeah, here we go. Jonah, you know, him just being the person that he is, you know, is like, wow. I'm sure he was just like, you know, like, he must have felt just so, like, helpless and, like, hopeless, you know, and he's like, you know, in this prayer, he's like, God, like, man, I cried out to you from the place of the dead. I thought, like, by then, maybe he was probably thinking, like, why am I in, you know, in the belly of a fish, I must be dead, you know, and so he's like, I called out to you, you know. From the place of the dead, and you heard my voice. So that's just to let you know, like, yo, even though you, like, you know, you're running from God and, like, you just try to or attempt to escape and everything, like, God still hears you, you know, he is still for you. And so I guess for anyone that, you know, has been needing encouragement, and just to say, like, hey, like, I've been running from God all my life, or I just feel like I backslided or anything like that. Like, I don't think God will hear me. Like, hey, Jonah right here is the perfect example of, like, you know, that regardless of what you do, like, God still hears your prayers. Like, he still hears you. Like, he is still for you. Like, imagine this was a prophet of God, you know, someone that's supposed to be held, like, you know, or you think, like, he's someone that holds God's teachings and, like, instructions and things and laws to, like, the highest regard, and, like, this is someone that, you know, just decided to throw that away for, like, a moment, and, like, just, you know, didn't want to do what God had told him to do, you know, and he thought, like, hey, he could escape one time, it didn't work out. He thought he could escape the second time, it didn't work out. And so, like, he cries out to God, and he's praying to God, and God heard him, and God answered his prayer, because, you know, it was only them 3 days and 3 nights that he stayed in the belly of the fish, and God spoke to the fish, you know, because he talks to his creation. God always talks to his creation. He knows them by name, you know, the word says that he even knows the stars by name. And so he spoke to the fish, because in the first place, he's the one that sent it, you know. So on two occasions, you know, that God decided to, you know, instruct the fish to, you know, and this is the thing that's amazing. Before I get right into all of that, like, how come it is so easy for, like, nature and, like, other creations to, like, hear the voice of God, and it is difficult for, like, his outermost creation, which is human beings, to, like, why is it hard for human beings to obey and listen to God, but it's easy for, like, nature and creation and all the animals and trees and whatever to, like, they obey him, you know, the winds obey him, the seas obey him, everything in the world, in creation, you know, obeys God, even the angels do, but whenever it comes to, like, human beings, you know, it is, like, it's hard to, like, obey him, and, like, it shouldn't be that way, you know, because if the trees can obey, if the, you know, creation can obey, the fish can obey, the wind can obey, you know, if everything else can obey, then we surely can obey, amen. And so, yeah, God sent the fish to swallow up Jonah, and he spoke to it again to spit him out. But imagine, like, what would have happened if the fish, you know, just decided, like, hey, today I don't want to do this, you know, like, today I ain't going to listen to God. I'm just going to go about my day swimming around. Let's swim, let's swim, let's swim. And Jonah would have been dead. He would have straight out drowned if the fish had a mind of its own and, like, just decided, like, hey, I'm not going to, you know, swallow nobody today. Like, what if the fish was just like, God, I know you've sent me to go and scoop this person up, but I feel like I'm just gonna swim away from that for now. Like, I feel like I should just make a turn right here and probably maybe go to visit my cousins or whatever in the other ocean or something like that, you know, like, what would have happened, you know, and so, thank God, like, you know, that nature obeys, like, creation obeys, and sometimes that even puts us as human beings to shame, you know, because it's like, the fish obey, the winds obey, everything else obeys, like, why can't I obey, you know? And so, like, as a human with someone that thinks and, you know, has a lot, you know, a lot more going on than nature itself, you know, like, it's quite a shame sometimes, like, you know, I now feel, like, ashamed, you know, to all the previous times in my life when it's like, ah, like, I tried to run away from what God was sending me to do, but I'm glad. We should thank God for mercy, amen. Like I said in the beginning of this, you know, season, that, we've all been a Jonah at one time of our lives, if not most times in our lives, amen. And so, it's just good to learn, and if there's anything that, you know, you'd rather get from this segment today, is just that, like, just have it in the back of your mind, like, it doesn't matter what you've done, what you could have done, God still hears your prayers, you know, He's still gonna answer you, He still wants you, He still blesses you, and all that. And then, too, like, just having that in the back of your mind, like, hey, if nature obeys Him, or creation obeys Him, then it shouldn't be hard for me to do, you know? It shouldn't be hard for you to listen to God, to obey God. Amen? And so, with that being said, if you are willing to turn away from your sinful ways of life, your sinful nature, and you're like, you know what, sweet truth, I'm done with sin, and I don't want to live this way anymore, and would you help me? I do this at every ending of every episode, and so will you pray with me? Dear God, I know I am a sinner, and countless times I have tried to run away from you, Father. And for all that and for everything, I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that He died for my sins, and that you raised Him to life. I want to trust Him as my Savior and follow Him as Lord. From this day forward, guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. And if you did that, the angels rejoice. God says, welcome, my son, my daughter. I am so proud of you. I am just too excited today, y'all. So, thank you so much for joining me today in today's episode. And to know what comes next for Jonah, join me next time, you know, to see what happens now that he's, you know, free now, you know, he's out of the belly of the fish, he's on dry ground, and so what happens next. So join me next time to see what happens next. I'm so excited. I want to see, because I'm already going through it right now, and I'm like, ah, I just want to see this. But yo, be blessed, be encouraged, be fearless, and have a blessed day.